Well, we're with Pat Hurley, area rancher, really. You've got some cattle that you run just south of Valley City.
West of Litchfield.
West of Litchfield. Okay, I got it right now. Now, Pat, you've got about 40 stock cows, is that right?
Yep.
So tell us how your calving season's been going along.
The calving has been going pretty good. We started about the second week of March, and we had 10 below zero weather at night and 15 below zero. You had to be there 24/7 with them because they'll calf outside, and a calf can't survive when it gets dropped in 10 below weather. I was just there. I would get the calf up, get it in the barn, bring the cow in, and get the calf dried off and leave them in the barn for till they're good and warm and dry, and then I'd turn them back out again.
How many calves have you lost?
Two. I had a preemie calf, and then I ended up with a calf born in the snowbank, and I didn't get to it in time.
Wow. We've been hearing stories
below
like
zero.
This. The cold temperatures just won't warm up at all, so
no,
it's been rough.
It's been a tough spring as far as the temperature on them calves. So far, the calves are healthy and doing pretty good, so we're about three-quarters done.
Well, Pat, I know how much sleep you haven't gotten. How much sleep have you gotten this over the last few days?
The last few days I've gotten sleep. I haven't had to go out as much because we're kind of in a little bit of lull on the cabin. But there was 2 weeks there you would be in for 2 hours and out and 2 hours and out and 2 hours and out for 24/7.
Well, we wish you all the
best. And I'm not 30 years old anymore.
Yeah, it's that's tough. That's tough going, that's for sure.
So this is North Dakota. We just have to put up with it and do the best we can.
Pat, our guest today on our Voice of the Valley, talking about calving, has a ranch just west of Litchfield. Our guest on today's Voice of the Valley, Pat Hurley.